Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week, along with the Northern Sun Conference Player of the Week for football, is Lance Rongstead. Congratulations, Lance.
Thank you very much.
How sore were you on Saturday?
Very sore. Especially, I was talking to a couple of the guys that last year I only got sacked 6 times all year, and last year they got 4 on me, and I mean, we don't have the experience that we used to, but I mean, if you look from where they started at the beginning of camp to where we are now, it's just a tremendous stride. So if we keep improving like that, that won't happen much longer.
You guys were fairly balanced against Upper Iowa. You passed 38 times, you rushed 39 or 40, something like that. Is that the kind of balance that you as a quarterback want?
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. It's definitely easier to stay in a rhythm when you're throwing quite often. And also, I think we ran the ball enough to keep them unsure of what we were actually going to do. So I definitely like the 50-50 there.
Aside from the fumble on the pitch, option game is one of the toughest to get timing right, especially early in the year. Do you like the option game as it is right now?
Yeah, definitely. That particular play, I actually made the wrong call up front, which strung the play out a little farther than it should have. And Avery's a new running back. He hasn't run it with me a whole lot. I probably shouldn't even have pitched the ball. I tend to get a little more creative than I should at times. So that's just one of those things, and experience things that we hadn't really played together. I initially made the wrong call, so it was just a bad play from the beginning.
See, and I said you didn't even have to talk about that one, and you focused on that. Brent Konziolka and Augie a year ago, game-winning catch in overtime. Beavers win. 2 big catches for you last week. What makes him such a good receiver out of the backfield?
Well, he's got very good hands, and we use him hitting people up front. He's a very hard-hitting kid, and I think when a lot of those backers that are manned up on him see him running at him, they're expecting him to get lit up pretty good, and then he slips by, and they're standing there with their eyes closed. He's got a sneaky kid, he's got good hands, and he runs hard after the ball or after the catch, and that effort he made to score the touchdown at the end is what won it for us. I threw it to him a couple yards short, and he earned his way in the end zone.
You guys go to Mankato this week. Obviously, their offense is very, very good. They're ranked. They've been to the playoffs. They put up 44 a week ago. You know that you're going to have to score some points to outscore them, don't you?
Oh, yeah. And I know going in that we're the underdogs, and it's going to be a typical Bemidji State going to play one of the big schools in the SIC, I think. We're going to have to play well. They always have a hostile crowd down there. They always have big crowds, so if we're expecting to go down there and win, we're going to have a good week of practice and go down there and put our hearts out on the line.
If I'm remembering correctly, Derek got knocked out of that game there 3 years ago. You came in relief. You guys held the ball for 46 minutes, I think, out of the 60 minutes of regulation, ended up losing in overtime. Is that game just still a blur to you? I mean, obviously it was a while ago, but that game was as crazy as I can ever remember.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I still remember that. That was my first time getting in a game situation. I played the week before for a series or so, but that was just, I mean, we handled mine out pretty well. So I was just kind of getting my backup minutes in and then got thrown in there to live action, and they were a top 25 team in the country that week too. And that sticks out for me a lot. I don't know about the other guys, but that was just kind of my first taste of collegiate quarterback activity, and looking forward to kind of redeeming ourselves going back there.
That's why you guys play the game, right? Revenge?
Of course. Of course. Always playing for something.
Again, congratulations. Good luck this week.
Thank you much.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.